FC United, as it stands, lying 13th in the table, Chorley 8th. Chorley really could do with a win to get closer to those playoff spots. And FC United wanting to cement safety. Sheridan. And Sheridan felt something was untoward, but he wins the ball back. And he's kept the ball in play. Left-hand side, good work from Sheridan. Delays his pass, though, has to turn and check. And plays it for Jerome Wright. What a ball! Jerome Wright shoots, saved by Ashton. Wright again! Oh, the and a penalty! Well, well, we'll have to... just wondering what happened there, Emily. Was it a handball, perhaps?
I can only... it's something only the referee has seen. It's got to be a handball. There wasn't any sort of... There's no sort of foul in there.
Not that we could see. I mean, slightly obscured. There was a whole melee there.
Yeah, there was just a lot of bodies. Jerome Wright doing fantastically well. It was a fantastic ball played through to him initially by Sam Sheridan, setting up the first chance. And then he didn't give it up. Any other player might have allowed that to go out of play for a corner, but he's fought for it. I'm not entirely sure. I think the goalkeeper, you know, Sam Ashton's questioning it, but... there doesn't seem to be a lot of arguments from Chorley, to be fair.
No, just it's kind of standard queries, but now Jerome Wright prepares to take this penalty. Referee is making sure everyone's out of the 18-yard box, being quite fussy about this. And whistle to his lips. Jerome Wright steps forward. Blast it into the net. Sam Aston goes the wrong way, goes to his left. Ball goes to his right. And power as well from Jerome Wright.
Yep. Yeah, great penalty. You know, it's still a pressure situation, but he's hit it with power, sent the keeper the wrong way. Just what FC United need as well early in this second half, getting a goal in front.
Let's say final few minutes. Ben, how many minutes to go exactly?
We've got 4 minutes of normal time left.
Whee!
Jake Cottrell there on a slider as FC United try to capitalise upon the ball back to Ashton. Ashton does well under pressure there. The ball cleared, and FC United have it back though. And here's an opportunity for good touch and turn there by Wolford, and Wolford and back to goal. Then looks to the right hand side, chips it across goal. Three players there.
Come on.
Jay Johnson, 1-2, should be a goal. Yeah! Oh, he used the coolness, the panache, the quality of Mark Hughes. It was all about the work, the great work initially by FC United substitutes. Matty Wolfenden, who held the ball outside of the penalty area, went past one, went past another, put the ball, he looked into the penalty area, he found Earl Johnson, back to goal, a little shimmy way, a little shimmy wow, back of the net, 2-0, it was never in any doubt, was it?
No, as soon as it fell to his feet, you knew what he was going to do, even though he took a couple of touches, took it past one, just freed up that space, and it was only one result. Fantastic play from Matthew Wolfenden. What a contribution.
Now, admittedly, that came in the 87th minute, and we've obviously got 20 minutes left to play or something, but this could be the first time we've won three consecutive games in the National North.